From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Janet Saidi. The head of a key House committee believes that lawmakers made the right call in approving a host of new economic development programs this year. From St. Louis, Jason Rosenbaum has more from State Representative Derek Grier's appearance on St. Louis Public Radio's Politically Speaking podcast.
Governor Mike Parsons signed legislation into law earlier this month that provides scholarships for adults who want to learn new skills and a fund aimed at closing big economic development deals. But getting that legislative package to Parsons wasn't easy, especially since some GOP lawmakers felt the plan amounted to corporate welfare. Grier, the chairman of the House Economic Development Committee, sympathizes with his fellow Republicans. But the Chesterfield Republican says Missouri can't just give up its economic development enticements.
We are in a competitive environment, an aggressively competitive environment with other states, with other countries for this business. And so we have to be competitive.
Grier is hoping to spend the 2020 session evaluating whether existing economic development incentives actually work. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A new program will give Missouri small business owners and farmers hit by tornadoes, storms, and flooding this year access to low-interest loans. Missouri Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick announced the program today. It allows linked deposit loans of up to $2 million for borrowers impacted by natural disasters. Tornadoes, storms, and flooding have wreaked havoc on homes, farmland, and infrastructure throughout the state this year. Only applicants from counties with a federal major disaster declaration are eligible. Applicants must provide proof of natural disaster damage. Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway, a Democrat, is criticizing Republican Governor Mike Parson for how his office spent state money while he was lieutenant governor. Aviva Okeson-Haberman has more on the audit, which was released today.
The audit says Parsons' office didn't document well enough to justify spending $33,000 on two used SUVs that Galloway says weren't used that much. The audit also says Parsons could have saved an estimated $2,000 on travel expenses. In a letter responding to the audit, Parsons' general counsel says all business travel requests were approved by the Office of Administration and that the SUVs were bought with budgeted money. The letter also says the audit infringes on the, quote, lieutenant governor's discretion to make purchases and manage his office. The audit comes as Galloway is widely expected to challenge Parson in 2020 for the governor's office, although she hasn't officially announced. I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.
Cooling centers are opening around Missouri as high temperatures and humidity create dangerous conditions. The Springfield News Leader reports some public swimming pools there are extending hours, where the heat index is expected to top 100 degrees through the weekend before dropping back into the 80s next week. In Joplin, city buildings were open to the public to provide relief to those without air conditioning. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News, Columbia.